Bonsoir, bonjour. Dune, aujourd'hui, dans le meilleur des mondes, c'est en 1984 que notre grand ami David Lynch produit sur commande et pour la première fois et la dernière de sa carrière l'adaptation du fort acclamé roman et trilogie de Frank Herbert, Dune. Pas une franche réussite absolument, a priori, David lui-même ne s'en flatte pas, mais un style, mais encore, malgré les défauts, les fins de tournage et les fins de montage anticipées par manque de dollars, les diverses embrouilles avec évidemment les producteurs américains et hautement américains du film, eh bien David Lynch nous concocte ici, avec évidemment dans le rôle principal Kyle MacLachlan, le fameux Monsieur Twin Peaks, enquêteur du fantastique, eh bien une adaptation assez rocambolesque mais qui est devenue culte. En plus, la musique sera signée autour de Dune de Toto, ce groupe fameux dont vous avez tous un disque forcément caché chez vous. 50 minutes, le meilleur des mondes. Alif, je vous ai concocté une petite émission spatiale qui vous fera voyager loin, 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 loin. Alors, on est parti dans l'univers merveilleux d'Arrakis, Paul Muad'Dib, les Fremen, la Guilde. 50 minutes avec et autour de Dune. C'est parti.
A beginning is a very delicate time. Know then that it is the year 10,191. The known universe is ruled by the Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV, my father. In this time, the most precious substance in the universe is the spice melange. The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel. The Spacing Guild and its navigators, who the spice has mutated over 4,000 years, use the orange spice gas, which gives them the ability to fold space. That is, travel to any part of the universe without moving. Oh yes, I forgot to tell you. The spice exists on only one planet in the entire universe. A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts. Hidden away within the rocks of these deserts are a people known as the Fremen, who have long held a prophecy that a man would come, a Messiah, who would lead them to true freedom. The planet is Arrakis, also known as Dune.
Of the water, we the fire inside. Way of the sound. Another sound homicide.
Guild Navigator will be here within minutes.
We felt his presence.
I shall want telepathy during his visit and a report when we're finished.
I am your truthsayer, my lord. He's here, my lord.
Jezreel witch must leave.
Leave us.
Yes, my lord.
We are alone.
have just folded space from X.
Yes? How was your journey?
Many machines on X. New machines.
Oh? Yes?
Better than those on Riches. You are transparent. I see many things. I see plans within plans. I see two great houses. House Atreides. House Harkonnen Feudi. I see you behind it.
Yes.
You must share with us.
The Atreides house is building a secret army using a technique unknown to us, a technique involving sound.
Yes. The wood man splintering self.
Yes.
The wood man hollowing out.
Yes.
The wood man splintering self.
Yes.
The wood woman hollowing out.
What happened? yourself untrue.
Is this what you seek?
God, the slow blade penetrates the shield. But, look down. We'd have joined each other in death.
Dune.
possible. I know she has come to test him. No man has ever been tested with the box. Tonight, I may lose my son. Their only daughters to the Atreides. Jessica!
It meant so much to him.
You thought only of a duke's desire for a son? Desires don't come into this. An Atreides daughter could have been wed to a Harkonnen heir and sealed the breach. We may lose both bloodlines now.
I vowed never to regret my decision. I'll pay for all my own mistakes.
And your son will pay with you.
Mentat Piter de Vries. The Baron is impatient for Leto's reply.
It is by will alone I set my mind in motion. It is by the juice of Saphu that thoughts acquire speed, the lips acquire stains, the stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion. It is by the juice of Saphu that thoughts acquire speed, the lips acquire stains, the stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
Thank you. lord.
Pyta!
The Atreides will be leaving Caladan soon, Baron, and I have here your answer from Duke Leto.
What does Leto say, Pyta?
He wishes to inform you that vendetta, as he puts it using the ancient tongue, the art of Canley is still alive. He does not wish to meet or speak with you.
I made my peace, Jester. The forms of Canley have been obeyed! Bring in Fade and Rabat!
Begin to fold space.
Far off in the control rooms of Spice Gas, traveling without moving.
And now, the prophecy. One will come. The voice from the outer world, bringing the holy war, the Jihad, which will cleanse the universe and bring us out of darkness.
Must awaken.
Am I the one?
Hunter Seeker. Can't get me if I don't move. It's too dark in here for her to see clearly.
Still.
spice.
Must awaken.
Am I the one?
Hunter Seeker. Can't get me if I don't move. It's too dark in here for her to see clearly.
Take him to his desert to die. Go.
Thank you.
have to get to that mountain of rock. We have entered the time when all will turn against us and seek our lives.
C'est sur ce Great Gig in the Sky des Pink Floyd que nous allons clôturer le premier volet des aventures de Paul Muad'Dib, perdu au milieu du désert avec sa maman, et consacré évidemment dans le meilleur des mondes à Dune, réalisé par David Lynch en 1984, non pas un chef-d'œuvre, mais un bon film culte quand même, et évidemment écrit, ça, cultissime et très bon, par le fabuleux Frank Herbert. Dune, fameuse trilogie pour ceux qui ont la chance de ne pas encore l'avoir lue, je vous la recommande. Autour des extraits du film et de l'ambiance quand même lynchienne et du design sonore et de la musique de Toto, on a écouté, reconcocté par mes soins, Young Gods, Danny Elfman, Claude Dead, Alif Tree avec lequel chantait Ron Hartner, la musique de Akira, John Barry qui réalisait pour Walt Disney, la musique d'un film de science-fiction qui s'appelle Le Trou Noir de Black Hole, qui faisait très peur à l'époque, et puis un Ennio Morricone, tout le monde dans l'espace pour ce meilleur des mondes. On se retrouve dans 15 jours pour la deuxième partie. Paul Muad'Dib s'en sortira-t-il? Paul Muad'Dib va-t-il rencontrer et devenir le prophète de la fameuse tribu des Fremen? Et surtout, la question qui se pose et que soulève quand même Dune en général et en particulier, est-ce que ce sont ceux qui ont la drogue qui ont le pouvoir? Alors là, je vous laisse libre juge, à dans 15 jours.